Neil, congratulations. A really hard evening at the office, but what were your principal thoughts?
Puts, right, what was wrong on Saturday? And you've just seen my team there play with blood, guts, thunder. I think from the second minute when Joycey smashed someone in a tackle, followed by Potts, followed by Lenehan, it was just a difference. And we have to play at that tempo. Yes, it's hard, but our fitness levels are incredible. And it was about managing the game. It was about getting the goal, which I felt we deserved, but then bodies on the line, keeping your two banks of four, stretching them in behind. And, you know, we stuck to the game plan. We've talked about it since Saturday. We haven't been off the phone to each other. That's as a group and as a management team. You know, we knew exactly what we had to do and we knew how tough it was going to be. But, you know, commiserations to Atherton because Cleggy's got a really good team there. But tonight, you know, it's my lad's night tonight. And, you know, it's 5-1 beaten. And we'll take that.
I think it's something like 9 corners to 2 for FC. FC clearly for the first phase of the game dominant. But how concerned were you when chances weren't being put away?
I think, you know, it's hard, isn't it? Because there's lots of games now that we've dominated a lot of play and probably not been clinical enough. So you begin to fear the worst. But I said to the lads at half time, listen, I could sense a difference. You know, I could sense a difference within the dressing room. I could sense we were really disappointed on Saturday and we let everybody down second half. You know, that's me, that's my staff, that's my players. We've let everybody down and they've come again in the numbers today. And I said to the lads at half time, listen, just keep plugging away, keep believing. Don't change our beliefs and we'll get one. But, you know, you could hear me screaming from the side of the corner that we work on, get across the front post. And we made that run and it came out to Aaron and, you know, he did the rest. But, you know, I'm just delighted. You know, I've singled people out Saturday and they know that and they've rose to the challenge. And, you know, I've had to make tough changes tonight, but I'll do it. And I'll do it for the right reasons for the football club and the right reasons for our dressing room. And tonight was the right one.
As with Saturday, Atherton really came out of the blocks at the beginning of the second half. How much better did you feel that FC dealt with it today than Saturday?
I think what was different today was our distances between each other. Our back four, our midfield four, there was literally, there was no breathing space between the lines. So we weren't leaving big gaps in behind. We weren't getting done for the sucker punch. I think that, you know, right from the midfield four and the back four, we were very, very disciplined. And we knew that we had pace in Regan and in Tundi up top to stretch the play as well. And even when it didn't come off, you know, we didn't stop believing. You know, the amount of times my back four hit the halfway line today were on Saturday. We were still in the 18-yard box and we were enticing Atherton onto us tonight. You know, we addressed it, but I've just said in the huddle there, you know, don't tell me there's any better feeling than, you know, dripping wet through, blood and guts, thunder performance, 1-0 away from home, next round in the FA Cup, a little bit of bonus in the prize pot, you know, and a home draw against Warrington in the next round, and, you know, I'm absolutely delighted. I'm so, so happy.
And a few changes tonight. Tom Dean, who'd looked pretty solid the last couple of games, was it a rotation or did he feel that he needed, is it quite tricky that between that trio?
It is. I mean, we missed Aaron Saturday, and it was the, you know, if you think of the first goal where Curtis got sucked to the ball and Tom Dean doesn't come round, he's not naturally blessed with that 5-10 yard pace, you know, thing through the middle, and I was worried again because if they played Culver like they did, I needed the pace in behind, and Curtis and Aaron and Doddy have got that pace, Doyley's got that presence, and it was just something we worked on, and you know, it's worked tonight. We've got a clean sheet. Listen, Tom Dean played in the back four last Tuesday that got a clean sheet. Tonight he's missed out in the back four that's got a clean sheet. So, you know, we'll play the right team for the right occasion, and you know, tonight, you know, it's proved to be the right team, but you know, this is a squad.
And are you saying that centre back that it kind of does benefit from Jones being one of the two because of his pace, where the other two are more
absolutely they've all got different qualities. You know, Tom's great through the air. I think Doyle reads great things on his right and left, and he's dominant in the air, and Curtis has got pretty much all three, and he's good on his recovery, and you know, he's great in the tackle, so they all complement each other. But we need 3-4 good centre halves, and Aaron can drop in there as well. You know, it's very much a squad game, and tonight, you know, we had tired legs. I left Charlie Ennis out tonight. You know, there's tired legs, but James Joyce has come in, Jack Lenehan's come in, absolutely outstanding, and nobody's knocked on my door and moaned. They've all just bought into it, and you know, when they get their opportunities, they'll take their opportunities, and you know, we now move on.
Yeah, James Joyce, he's taking a real claim. He's got pace and a bit of guile out there, hasn't he?
Listen, it's difficult for Joyce. He's got a difficult work pattern shift, and you see that when he can't train Thursday, he's not in Saturday, and you know, he's not available this Saturday. You know, he makes it really hard. But as a manager, you know, it's not as bad because you don't have to leave him out, and when you bring him back in at the end of September, his work pattern eases. That's why I signed Joyce. He's very much a versatile player, but he's hungry. He's a winner. You know, you want him in your team, and I'm sure come the end of September, when his work pattern changes, you'll see more and more and more of him.
Finally, again, the direction of the three defeats, and then the direction of travel continues. Five games now unbeaten. What is it you think that's
character, it's desire, it's belief, it's the things that we worked on in pre-season, it's Brighton, it's in the youth hostel, it's all them things that brought us together, you know, and we lost three and we were hurting, and apart from Scarborough we underperformed. We're a great group, you know. You should have heard the sing song they just sang in there now. You know, the changing room roof came off. They're a fantastic group, and I said Saturday, I'm not going to go and sign five or six players, and I'm happy with this group. They'll have the up moments, they'll have the down moments. We're five unbeaten, we've definitely had an up moment tonight, and you know, I can't be more proud of them.
And obviously on to the next round now, got Warrington at Broadhurst Park, going to become quite accustomed to them because we play them in the league midweek the following game as well. So
yeah, it is. So listen, very very difficult opposition. You know, one of the pre-season favourites for the league, you know. Toby, the chairman's done a great job there. He's, you know, he's definitely putting his money into it, and Cards has done a great job. That they're a big physical, probably Conference North side, so you know, we're gonna have to be ready for it. But listen, if we keep building momentum and we know the way we can play, you know, if we stay in games and we our big players turn up and my doggy players defend well and put the bodies on the line, and there's no reason, you know, two clean sheets in three games, that's incredible for me. It's absolutely incredible, and that's what we work on. So, you know, like I said, it's not about me tonight, it's about the club, it's about the dressing room, and, you know, delight for everybody, and, you know, through we go to the next round.
The Cone knocking out South Shields, there's absolutely no reason why FC United can't defeat Warrington.
Absolutely. But, you listen, we're going to be ready for it, like we're going to be ready for Stafford on Saturday. This is done now. We get in Thursday night, we train, and then we get on the coach to Stafford, and we put the FA Cup behind us for a while, and we get ready for Stafford on Saturday.
Well, Neil, thank you very much for coming over so quickly, and we'll see you on Saturday.